With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
It's Friday, Atlanta. What's going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Let's be clear as we start this show today. This is a must-win for the Atlanta Falcons. I know many of you are going to say, wait a minute. You told me the other day, Dukes, that the season is long, that we have a lot of more games, that, hey, let this play out. This is a must-win for the Atlanta Falcons.
There is no tomorrow.
And the reason is very simple. Mark, if we lose on Sunday morning, most people are going to lose all confidence that this team has any hope to do anything. Forget about the division. Forget about the wild card. Forget about the playoffs. Playoffs! This is a must win for the Atlanta Falcons.
I would have to ask if the offense cleared customs, because that's really, if it didn't, then there's going to be a problem. I hope it cleared customs. I assume it cleared customs. I assume that it's in Germany right now. It's not being held up at the airport in some sort of holding cell. As long as it got there, they're going to be okay.
Four losses in a row, tough to swallow. On top of that, you're playing a Colts team who now is chasing a Denver Broncos team who won last night and has the most wins in the AFC. Colts are playing for something. It's not like this is a week to take off for them because they lost last week to the Steelers. So I just feel like when I look at the rest of this schedule, and you're going to tell me, well, we got the division. The division? We're 0-2 in the division. We've got the Panthers, the Saints, the Jets, and Seahawks. And Zeno and I both said all week, that seems like a winnable schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you get that rolling is you win on Sunday morning. You beat one of, or at least considered to be, one of the best teams in the NFL. We had this discussion if we think the Patriots or the Colts are better. We both think the Patriots are probably better than the Colts
mm-hmm.
as a team. But that doesn't mean anything on Sunday morning. 404-726-0929. As we get a Friday started, guys, we're going to have a lot of fun. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. You can obviously hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. Not only about this game, we're going to talk plenty about the Dogs. BMAC, Brian McFadden, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes from CBS Sports to talk all things NFL. And along the way, we'll talk to Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. Hawks have a back-to-back tonight. Toronto, tomorrow, it is the Lakers. And we will go behind enemy lines to find out more specifics about the Colts later in the show.
I think that starting fast is necessary. Game script, right, for this team. Every team plays better with the lead, but for a young quarterback, you're giving him more flexibility and more ability to make mistakes if you have a lead. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. And I'm not talking about throwing an interception. I'm just saying everything doesn't have to be perfect. And for a team that struggled to start fast in a lot of these games, digging yourself a two-score hole is not ideal. If I'm Raheem Morris, I want the ball. I want to go down the field.
Good point.
And I want to score.
You're right. Take
this
the ball.
This is for the first time.
That's right.
I can say this. Again, I've said a couple things this week that I didn't think I'd say. You can trust this defense. Even in its injured form, even without Devine and some guys aren't there, and no Leonard Floyd this week, obviously, still, if I had to ask you right now, which side of the ball do you have more trust in, the defense or the offense? It's
defense.
The defense.
No doubt.
It's the defense. So, you know, I know it's a new thing, and most people would say, well, if you trust the defense, put them on the field first to get a stop. You want the ball in the second half. Maybe, but I also want my first 15 to 20 scripted plays to be executed really well. And somehow, some way, find a way to get Bijan going on the ground. Find a way to get that run game being effective. If you can do that early, everything is going to start to unfold in a much easier fashion.
Do you feel like this is a must win?
I mean, when you're 3-5, everything is a must win.
This is a must win.
If you fall to 3-6, you're talking about you're going to have to run off 7 straight wins.
And that's not happening.
Win 7 of your last 8.
That's not happening. That's not happening. You've got to give yourself a chance on Sunday, and I will tell you that is why this game is so important. I want you to hear Raheem Morris talk about Jonathan Taylor, and then I'm going to let you hear what he had to say, specifically Shane Steichen, about getting Sauce Gardner, because this is another matchup we're going to be watching on Sunday. And you said to Coach on Wednesday when we were up there, you said, is Sauce going to be running around with 5? That's Drake. Is he going to be following Drake? And Coach said, well, last week, Gonzalez, the best corner with the Patriots, wasn't doing that. He was playing one side of the field, and then all of a sudden he was following Drake.
After Drake had a couple of those, okay, yeah, we need it. The Patriot variable said, I'm done watching 5 catch the ball. Somebody go cover him.
And he couldn't cover him.
And he couldn't.
Here's Rod talking about Jonathan Taylor.
He is a monster. Jonathan's been like that since he's come out. He's, I hate to say deceptively fast. You just say that just because he's big. But he is extremely fast. You know, he gets to the edge. He can make it happen. He's got all the gas. You got to tackle him in population. You got to bring a lot of people to tackle this man. And he's one of the better running backs in our football game, if not one of the best, arguably. He's a big challenge, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, he's fun, but I'm not trying to have fun with him on Sunday. I'm not trying to see him break us off for big runs. Mark said it, explosive plays. I don't need to see all of that. You know what's crazy about this? I'm looking at our record, and I'm going, did I have us winning 3 games at this point in the season? Guys, do you realize it's week 10 in the NFL? We've already had our bye week. Do you guys realize that? We were clamoring for football in July. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Psst. It's already week 10.
Psst.
What?
Last year at this time, you were 6-3.
Don't remind me.
Different quarterback, but yeah, 6-3.
3 measly wins. Are you going to go there? Really?
Why are you bringing up old?
What you going to go there?
I'm just reminding everybody of actual facts.
Why are you bringing up old?
That guy had an opportunity and he blew it.
Well, now we're not going to get into this conversation.
He did. Right.
Let's
he
move
blew
on.
It. He let's had the job.
Let's move
was
on.
He not the starter, right,
now,
guys?
Now I want to move on. Now I blame myself.
I'm glad you're saying this.
Okay, now I want to move on.
He had the job and he blew it.
All right.
Here's
right.
the deal. 10 weeks in, we 3 wins. 3 measly wins. This is one you absolutely have to get. Want to talk to you on the phones, 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. Coming up, Brian McFadden's going to join us. I want you to hear Ra also coming up a little bit later as he talks about the environment and all that. Look, the only reason I'm bringing this up is I don't want to hear any excuses at 12:45 on Sunday. 1:30 on Sunday when these guys are heading back. Zeno, I don't want to hear any excuses about logistics, the hotels, the beds, the food. I don't want to hear any of that. Everybody's dealing with this
I
stuff.
I mean, there's almost a dozen international games. Every team is going through this. I mean,
everybody.
Listen, good teams find a way to win.
Well, Ra was clear this week in saying, you know, coming up with an effort for the best travel and logistics plan. Come on, man. Like, everybody's got to go. Everybody's over there. I don't want to hear any of that as part of the reason why we may falter on Sunday. Let me hear Shane Steichen real quick talk about Sauce, because we were just talking about this. And by the way, their coordinator, and I don't know if this plays out on Sunday, but Lou Anarumo is a man-to-man guy. That's why they want to upgrade their corner positions. They have two guys that are hurt right now. One of them's on the IR for the season. He's not coming back. But the Colts are not only thinking about now, they're thinking long-term. And Sauce allows Lou, their DC, to run the kind of defense he really wants to. Here's what Shane Steichen said.
I think when you're sticky on the back end with the coverage guys that we got and adding him to the fold, obviously, you know, that makes the quarterback probably hang on to the ball a little more, which helps the pass rush. And it goes hand in hand. Same thing, pass rush helps the coverage on the back end. So anytime you add an elite player like that to the back end, it's going to help everybody.
Okay, Michael, get rid of the football. Michael, 1,001, 1,002, 1,000. Pull! Exactly right, Big O. Let that thing go. Zeno, he cannot hold on to the rock for 5 seconds and think that this thing's going to unfold.
Yeah.
You sound confident.
Well, I mean, but some of that is on Zach Robinson. Some of that is on making sure he gets the ball out early and finding the route combinations that are going to work. You know, I mean, I don't know how much we've really talked about him getting through his progressions and finding receivers and being able to do that.
I don't think he is. Not consistently.
That's probably the best answer.
I don't think he is.
It's weird because the dichotomy between the wins and the losses with this team are so crazy. I mean, you look at him against the Vikings and the Commanders and the Bills, he looks like a different quarterback. The Panthers, the Niners, the Dolphins, like, lost, you know, and last week, I think we'll look back at last week as kind of maybe a turning point of the season one way or another. Either they get off the deck and they get off the mat and come back up and start swinging again and are able to turn it around, or it's the missed extra point that sent the season into a tailspin.
Here's your quarterback, Daniel Jones, yours. Talking about Sauce Gardner, you loved him when he was with the Giants, didn't you?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah, didn't you?
I cried the day they drafted him.
Okay. Here he is talking about Sauce being...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Added to their squad.
Obviously, they believe in our team and what we can do this year. We played well. There's still a lot in front of us, and we've got to go continue to improve and play well week to week. But as players, and you see that movement from ownership, from management and the coaches, I think definitely gives you confidence.
I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I just want to be surprised.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.